Hey, so we were discussing the issue of a woman being kovas eveses for the purpose of the time that she expects her period to begin, or she's going to become a nida. We mentioned yesterday that eveses really means a routine. Eveses is a routine, but in the realm of hilchos nida, it means a routine that's expected at a particular time. In other words, this is when she expects to get her period. So we mentioned that a woman is kovas eveses when she has her period three consecutive periods, either at the same time or at the same interval, and so on. In a particular case, the Gemara gave an example of a woman each time sees dam when it gets her period X number of days after having gotten her period the last time. So I think the Gemara gave the example of 22 days, right? 15 days after the 7 days were up. So 22 times she gets her period at 22 days after having started her previous period. That's she has that 3 months in a row. So she's kovas eveses that she has to assume that next month also, after 22 days after this last period, she's going to get it again. And I've given it for doing a bedika and so on to see. That's what we started to discuss yesterday. That's the example the Gemara gave. We told the Rambam gave a different example. It doesn't matter the number of days. You can pick your own example. It's just it's an interval period, and it's the same thing. And she has to do it three times to be kovas that that's her vesis. And that vesis is undone if three times in a row she doesn't see on that date, right? And she doesn't see. She starts to establish a different pattern, or even as we'll see, she didn't establish a different pattern, but that she no longer sees every 22 days. Next month, if only one time, or if even if only two times, she didn't see on day 22, we think that maybe that one time or those two times were simply an aberration, and she's still, her normal period is after 22 days since the last period. But once she sees already three times have gone by without experiencing it on that day, so that vesis is uprooted. So again, what you mentioned last time, that the magic number for that purpose is the number 3, right? So we started to discuss, or the other example we gave, the vesis ladiluk. She sees one month she sees on the 15th of the month, and the next month she sees on the 16th of the month, the next month she sees on the 17th of the month. Again, there's some kind of a pattern here. So then in the fourth month, she has to expect it'll be in the 18th, right? Just to clarify, the pattern is not really established until the fourth month. It's three times, but if you're dealing with the intervals, so the first one doesn't count, right? So the fourth time she'll see on day 22, or whatever the day you pick is, that's when you establish the pattern, right? The pattern is established on the fourth time, because that's the third interval since the last time. Am I making that clear? So that's what we mentioned last time. We discussed the machlokas regarding Shor HaMuad, where the number 3 is also relevant, because the Torah there used the expression that Torah tells us that if an animal gores one time, we can assume that that's sometimes a yotzum in a class, some kind of an aberration. It's not fair to hold the baal of the animal responsible for the damage caused by the animal. It's a freak thing. The animal went nuts and gored and hurt or damaged some property or damaged another animal like that. So the halacha is v'chatzu is kashbo, right? The mazik, the owner of the damaging animal, pays chatzi nezik. Only chatzi nezik. He can't get off scot-free, but he has to pay only chatzi nezik, because he wasn't negligent. The owner wasn't negligent anyway. The animal never did this before. Now it was until now a pretty calm animal, never acted this way before, and now suddenly it did act this way, so he has to pay chatzi nezik. But the Torah says, we saw that in the pasuk right in Parashas Mishpatim, in the Perakof Alav of Shmos, Pasuk Lamed Vav, oh no daki shor nagahu mitmol shoshon. But if already this animal has established a pattern that it's not such a docile animal, it gores a few days in a row, then we fault the owner for not being careful and watching this animal and making sure it doesn't do any damage. He's negligent, he has to pay nezek shalim. Right, that's what we saw. So we had a machlokas back in Source 21. We had a machlokas in the Mishnah, Bava Kama. At what point does an animal become taka emuad? So the machlokas was between Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Huda said it has to be three consecutive days. All right, and the mayor said, no, even if three times, it could be the same day, even if three times, not a matter of consecutive days. According to Rabbi Huda, if the animal gored five times in the same day, that only counts as one day. Okay, then the same thing the second day, the same thing the third day. Then after the third day, the animal's considered to be a mu'ud. And Rav Meir says, no, Rav Meir says it could even be the same day, three times in one day. Now we had within the shita of Rav Yehuda that it was 3 days, we had a further machlokas between Abai and Rava. At least that's what Rashi first said. It's a machlokas Abai and Rava. Does it mean after the third time, or does it mean on the third time? So we only have the two times. Okay, so that was a machlokas. Rashi thought it was machlokas Abai and Rava. But the Tosas pointed out, the move to 26, we saw this yesterday, Tosas pointed out, and there in Bokama, Chav Gimel Beis, the Tosas begins in Chav Gimel Beis, Roishmeno, and it continues on the next page in Chav Talmud Aleph. So Tosas says, Rashi's Chozer Bo, and Rashi says, not true. Nobody holds, you become a Mu'ad on the third, with the third Negich. It's after this, on the fourth. Okay, no one holds. Okay. That's what Tosas points out. Why is that true? How do we know that? So Tosas says, because there's a Beferish Gemara in Bava Basra, which indicates that it's Taka after the third time. So let's see that now. All right, again, this is relevant to us as well, because we're assuming that, as I said before, she doesn't become, she's not Kovas Vesas the third time she has a Re'iyah after that. Well, it's the third time after that interval, but it's not on the third. It's not on the third. It's after the third, right? Right. So,
How did the, assuming the premise of the Grav being Don Ladin Binyega Lanega, how is the Gemara comparing the two? How does they know that using a Kava Homer that they relate to each other?
Well, the Gemara asked Rechek Negichosov and so on.
Now, how do we know Nezikin, the Muad of Nezikin has anything to do with Nezava?
Yeah, so that you're referring to the Gaon, the Vilna Gaon said on the Pasuk in Parsha Shoftim, we mentioned in the past that there's three different realms in Halacha, right? There's the realm of Issa v'Heter, there's the realm of Dinei Mamonos, and the realm of Tumah v'Tahara. And they don't always follow the same pattern, Issurim Menuyot Yofinan, and so on. But it doesn't mean that they don't have any pattern, that there are any similarities. Usually the Gaon maybe was talking about, you know, for example, how to deal with the Sufik. Right, so in Dinei Yisra V'Heter we say Sveika D'Raisa L'Chumra, Sveika D'Abanu L'Kula, and so on. And in the Dinei Tumah V'Tahara we say Sofek Tumah Rishus HaRab Mistar, Rishus Yachid is Tomei. And in Dinei Mamonos we say Sofek is Hamotzi Michabel Avaraya. We don't apply the same rules in terms of Sofek. It doesn't mean that there's no. I mean, it's an interesting question, even though there's no sign of the Gemara. Yes, you're referring to the Gemara that said, Reb Meir said, what was Reb Meir's whole story? Why did Reb Meir say three times enough? Right? Reb Meir said, you don't have to have 3 days, three times enough. Because if Rechek Negichos, if the animal gored three times in 3 days, separated by many hours, right? He gored at 7 o'clock Sunday morning, and then he gored it to 1 o'clock Monday afternoon, and then he gored it at 6:30 on Tuesday, separated by many hours, but that's already enough to label the Mu'ad. So certainly, if it happens in a Kiriv Negichos of Lakoshik, and the Gemara said, no, we see from Zova, not like that. The Zova needs 3 days. I mean, in the end, the Gemara didn't accept that Kal v'Chomer, right? You're asking the Havamina, right? You're asking the Havamina.
What would be the premise? I think the way Rabbi Shachter usually pans it, he says, not all the Midas HaTorah work from
apply one. Apply equally, right, yeah. in the same areas, yes. I mean, just, I'm not, again, the Gemara's conclusion was Taka, it's not a valid Kal v'Chomer because it's, or it's not a valid comparison because there's a Kosov by Zava like that. You could argue, well, it's a Deir Zakasa because it's a different realm. You're asking within the Havamin. I'm not sure. I mean, I don't think it means, we have to look at other areas. It doesn't mean that it's never the same din. But it's an interesting question. I'm not sure. I have to explore it a little further. Which is a good question. But I don't think that rule means, means Mamish, that they never have the same rules. I don't think that goes all the way. But anyway, getting back to Shore. So Rashi had said in Bava Kama, Rashi seems to say Machlokas Abai and Rava within one shita. Is it on the third time after the third time? And then Tosfos says Rashi was chozer because of the Gemara in Bava Basra. Let's see the Gemara in Bava Basra. I think that's what you're up to, right? 27. The Mishnah says in Bava Kama, the beginning of the third parak, it's called Cheskas Abatim, right? You know Cheskas Abatim, right? You have a situation where you have, I guess we call today squatters, right? Somebody was living on someone else's property, and the original owner was in, absentee landlord or something like that. He wasn't around, right? We call him the Marakama, the original owner. Everybody knew this guy used to originally own, but he hasn't been around here in years. And somebody else has been living on this land, okay? Living on this land. Now, obviously, we're talking about where there is no... there are no contracts, or there are no title deeds, and so on. We can today you have to you know, when you buy a house, so they, you know, there's a title deed that's on file in, you know, in some office somewhere. Okay, so you can approve ownership and so on. You sell your house, you have to come up with that, right? Otherwise, how do I know that I'm, maybe the people on vacation, I came and I decided to sell the house. Okay, so now I'll walk away with the money. Then I come back from vacation and find somebody else living there. So you have title deeds and so on. There's a whole title insurance, all kinds of things. So today, but in those days, you didn't have that. So a person was living on this land as a squatter for X number of time. So the X number of time is the Mishnah says in 27, the beginning of that parak. All these types of things. 3 years. That's shalosh shanim. Okay? Shalosh shanim. And Rashi explains there in 28, and he says, for our purpose, it's not just land, but other things, the trees, they had ownership over whatever else. Anything that produces for 3 years, okay? At that point, the burden of proof is not on you. You don't have to produce the title, okay? And v'imiru alav b'alim harishonim, okay? And if the original b'alim come back, they're going to have to prove that they didn't have it. Otherwise, we assume, you know, in 3 years, you would have come back once and noticed someone living on your land. If you didn't come back in 3 years, the assumption is that it's not yours. Okay, we don't have to go into all the details of that. But the Gemara then asks on that mission, Chav Chesem and Aleph, come over to Amr Beis, we'll take a look at 29. Amr Yochanan, where does this come from? Why 3 years? Why not 2 years? Why not 5 years? Why not 6 months? Whatever. Well, where's 3 years come from? Amr Yochanan, Shamat Mehoche Usha. Okay, there's Usha is a city. Rashi says in the 30, Chav Chesem and Aleph, Baba Basa, 30, Mehoche Usha, Shagalsu Sanhedrin Usha. Remember that Gemara Rosh Hashanah that the Sanhedrin, the time of the Roman persecution surrounding the years of the Churban of Bayashani, so the Sanhedrin had to run away from place to place. So one of the places they went was Usha. Okay. And Rashi says, Shagalsu Sanhedrin Usha, Kadamina Rosh Hashanah, Daflam Al, Esther Galuyos, Galsu Sanhedrin, Yavna Usha, and they went to different places. Sharam, different places. You can look up that Gemara Rosh Hashanah if you're interested in the history of it. But anyway, it was an Usha. So Rabbi Yochanan said, I heard from the people who used to live over in Usha, She'omim, Minayin Lechazoka Gimel Shamim Misharam Uwad. The Gemara asked, or Rabbi Yochanan heard from later, the other positions in the sugya later on, not from there, but according to this approach, Minayin Lechazoka Gimel Shamim Misharam Uwad. We learned from Sharam Uwad. Ma Sharam Uwad, Kevet Shagah, Gimel Negichos, Nafik Lein Lechazka Tamik, Kamim Lechazkas Tamik, Kamim Lechazkas Uwad. Just like by Sharam Uwad, we say that if the three Negichos, he is now removed, as the animal is now out of the status of a short time and has entered in the status of a short mu'ud. Achanami came with the ochel, klas shonin. So too, it's also three. Okay, 3 years. Once the guy ate there for 3 years, lived there 3 years, nafak lemershus mocher, bekaimel mershus lokeach. It's no longer, the land has left the status of being owned by person A and is now owned by person B. So Gemara says, 1 second. And here's the point. I ma shor hamu'ud ad negich revias lo mechayev. 1 second. But by Shura Mu'ad, we said that it's not on the third time, it's after the third time. If you want to keep that parallel straight, then it shouldn't be until the fourth year that the squatter, the lokeach, is now considered to be the rightful owner, right? You have to, just like by Shura, it's after three times on the fourth, so you have to be 4 years also. Someone says, no, what are you talking about? Hachi hashta. No, after the third goring, the animal is labeled a shor hamu'ud. He doesn't have to pay as a shor hamu'ud yet because he didn't gore yet the fourth time, right? It's true that he doesn't pay a full nezek shalim until the fourth goring. Yeah, that's true. But he is already labeled a shor hamu'ud after three times. Is what the Gemara is saying? He's labeled the Shor HaMu'ud after the third goring. It doesn't have any practical impact until he taka gores a fourth time. But after the third time, he's already labeled Shor HaMu'ud. V'chi nogach shon rikas havimu'ud. V'idach kilo nogach ma'il shalom. But if he didn't gore a fourth time, he said, pay anybody. So here too, it's immediately following in the 3 years. You hit a parallel. It's immediately after the third negicha that this shor is now labeled the shor hamu'ud. It doesn't have to pay anything because he didn't gore yet the fourth time, but he's already called the shor hamu'ud. Same thing, the land is already called the land of the squatter after the third year. Okay, so he does become a shor hamu'ud after three negichos, but doesn't pay because he didn't gore anything yet. Okay. as Rashi says, lo mechayev, look at 30, lo mechayev l'sharm ala chatzi nezek, avkan ad gemar sharm revius lo hami chazaka. Maybe you stay until the fourth, so it's different, okay? As Rashi says on Chav Chesem Beis, 31, v'idach, klomar, negicha revius, debina, hanem ishum di lo nogach l'achash huchzak ma'yishalim. Very nice, he's labeled ashore, he has a big sticker that says, I'm ashore hamu'ud. Okay, but if he doesn't go anywhere, he doesn't have to pay anything. Right, of course, he doesn't pay till the fourth time because he didn't go yet. All right, that's the Gemara. But anyway, it's based on this line in the Gemara. Now you can understand the Tosas and Baba Kama they mentioned yesterday. And Tosas and Baba Basra, by the way, says the same thing. Tosas on Atav and Baba Basra, Chav Chesmanov, 32, says the same thing. That this is how we know Rashi had to change his mind. Remember, Rashi said this was Machlokas Abaye and Rove, okay, whether you'd have to pay on the third Negicha or after the third Negicha. This Gemara obviously assumes that the Dabar Pasha, you don't pay till after the third Negicha. So how could Rashi say Machlokas Abaye and Rove? The Gemara here, Baba Basra, assumes this for the fact that it's after the third Negicha. The Gemara assumes that because it asks that within its Kasha, and in the Teretz also, it's after the third Negicha. So it's the Dover Poshet and Baba Basra, so obviously it's not Machok Zabai and Rova. So if you go back to 26, the Tosas in Baba Kama, Chav Gimel Beis, again, it's on Chav Dan and Aleph, right? That's Rashi Atzmo Chozerbo, Mishum Dibereish Cheskas Abatim, Komar Stoma de Gemara, that we just saw. The simple, straightforward Gemara, upon which there's no machlokas, said, Ima Shor Amur Ad Negicha Dad, Lo Machayev. You're not Chayev until the fourth Negicha. The Gemara said it's a Dover Poshet, it's an assumed, it's an absolute fact. So therefore, there's no machlokas Abaye and Rove. What is the machlokas Abaye and Rove? Says Rashi, Pirish to Mashmos, Dorshini Kibenayu. Just a matter of how you learn it out from the Pasuk. A technical question, how you darshan from the words of the Pasuk in Mishpatim, Imshor Nagahu, that was a Pasuk, Lamed Vav, I think, in Parakhov Aleph. Yeah, Lamed Vav. Oh, no, Doc, Kishor Nagahu, Mit Mol Shulshom. How you exactly learn it out from the words of the Pasuk? That's a dispute between Abaye and Rove, how the exposition or the extrapolation of the Pasuk works. But it's not a machlokas lemaisa. Then Tosus adds, though, look in 26, our Rabbi and Razviel Pirsh, Nika Benai, there's still a machlokas. Still Abaye the Darish, Lo Yishmenu Legicha Dalad, Lo Mishal Nezek Shalom Ad Yom Dalad. Remember, this machlokas is within the Shita of Yehuda, it says you got to wait for the fourth day. So what happened to the animal gores 3 days, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Sunday morning, Monday morning, Tuesday morning. Now it gores again Tuesday afternoon. It's already after 3 days of Negicha. So there, Abaye would say, no, you're not going to have to pay Nezer Shalom until the fourth day, Ad Yom Dalad. The Lo Yishmenu have a Yom Dalad. Dumi the Tmol Shulshom. Aval Rava, the Lo Ksiv Negicha Dalad, Afil Negach Dalad Begimel Chayim. Rava would say, so there's still a Machoka, it's a sharp point. Rabbi Nazriel says, there's still a Machoka, it's Abaye and Rava, namely, if the fourth Negicha was on the third day. So he gored Sunday morning, Monday morning, Tuesday morning, now he gored again Tuesday afternoon. So according to Abaye, that's still part of the third day. There's no Nezek Shalom there until the next day. And when Nezek Shalom won't go into effect until he gores on Wednesday. According to Rava, it would already go into effect on Tuesday afternoon. Good. You look now back down to 32, similar Tosas in Chav Chesem and Aleph, in Baba Basra. Mikan Chozer Bo Rashi Mashayim Afarish Baba Kama. Tosas in Baba Basra says the same thing. It's based on this Gemara that we see that Rashi was Chozer when he said in Baba Kama, Gabe Pliga Abaye Barova, Damar Abaye Tmol Chad Mitmol Trey Shulshom Tlaz, Velosh Mar Belav Asun Gira Revias. Rava Amar Tmol Mitmol Chadu, the Abaye Sover the Ad Negicha Revias Lo Mechayev, Rava Sover the Chayev Negicha Shlishis. That's what Rashi first thought, that Abaye says there's no Chiyev until after the third Negicha, namely on the fourth Negicha. And Rava said, no, it's on the third Negicha. But no, you see from this Gemara, not like that. The Imkena, I'm asking how Gemara, the low Kilchusim. Because this Gemara in Baba Basra, which assumed this is a Dover Pashut, it's not till after the third, would mean, if Rashi were correct, that this is Machlokas Abaye and Rava, it would mean this stomach the Gemara, this unargued Gemara here in Baba Basra, was going Shalok Kilchusim. It's going like Abaye. Because usually, Kaimon Karava Lagabe Abaye. If it were Machlokas Abaye and Rava, we'd pass him like Rava, because it's not one of the Al Kagam. Okay, it's not one of the six cases we pass like Abaye against Rava. We pass like Rava, which would mean on the third. Then it's going to make no sense. Okay, and therefore, because of Rashi, Pirish Mashmos, Darshan Mikanam. Then he adds, Arav Rabbeinu Ezra. We had in Baba Kama Rabbeinu Azriel. In Baba Basi, Rabbeinu Ezra. I assume it's the same person. It was a printing mistake, or sometimes they call them Rabbeinu Ezra, not Azriel. I don't know. But presumably it was the same person. So wherever he was, okay, here it says, Rabbeinu Ezra Pirish, the Vada Kula Amal Omechayev Arabiyas. It's true, everybody agrees there's no Chiv till the fourth time. Abu Bahapli, the Labai, the Mapik, the Negicha. Revius Mikrodo Ishmanim Nagach Negicha Revius Biom Gimel Lomachayev Achikach Biom Revi because the way that he learns the pasuk, the word lo yishmeru goes on the days, and he learns it even on the third day. If there was another negich on the third day, he already paid nezek shalom. Okay, same thing we had over here. But the bottom line is the magic number is 3. Magic number is 3 by Shor Hamoed. The magic number is 3 by Cheskas Avat. The magic number is 3 by a woman being Kovas Avesis. And it would have to have at least, you know, again, the pattern will be established after 3. 3 is what makes the Chazoka. However, as someone alluded to yesterday, that is not universally agreed upon. Okay? It's not always the case. It is not always the case that a Chazoka requires 3 to establish as a Chazoka. Take a look in the 33. The Mishnah says in Yevamos, Samach Daron Aleph. Famous Mishnah. Nosa Isha Visha Imo Eser Shanim. A man got married and is with her, his wife, for 10 years. Below Yalda, she wasn't able to have any children. They weren't able to have any children in 10 years. Okay? Remember, we had that by the Chumash, by Avraham Avinu. Right? The 10 years, that's when he took Hagar, right? After 10 years in Eretz Yisrael, and they wasn't able to have any children. So, married the Hagar. Remember that? So the Mishnah says, Nasa Isha Sham Esham Lilo Yoda Ainar Shai Levatil. Okay. What does it mean Ainar Shai Levatil? He can't be stopped attempting to fulfill the mitzvah of Purvu, as Rashi says in Samadal and Alvin that Mishnah, Ainar Shai Levatil 34, Ela Oyigar Shena Oyisacher Simon. Either he's got to divorce this wife, or, allowed by the Torah, have a second wife, from which he'll be able to have children. You can't just give up and say, I'm not having any children, I'm not going to make kind of the mitzvah of Purvu. Okay? Now, continues the Mishnah. So again, Nasa Isha Vishama Esasham Leoda Ainor Shalavatel. Girsha, if he does divorce her, so Muterasli Nasa Acher, she can marry somebody else. Okay, as Rashi says, Mutaz Nakavilomin Akorei. We don't have to assume that she's barren, because the Shema Rishon knows Zachli Bonus Men. Maybe there was a problem with the first husband. Maybe, as we don't have to assume automatically that the problem's with her. Maybe the problem's with him. Right, maybe the fact that she couldn't conceive was not because of some issue with her. Maybe the issue was with him, or maybe it was the combination. Sometimes, you know, the hormones or whatever else. So maybe it was this combination didn't work, but she can marry somebody else. Okay, so Muteros and Osla Acher. Rashi Hashemi Lishos Imo Yud Shanim, and the second guy can stay with her 10 years trying to have a baby. Okay, so all right, so. That is the Mishnah. So the Gemara, if we look down at 35, the Gemara in Yevam and Samach Amar Beis, the Mishnah is on Samach Amar Alef. The Gemara in Amar Beis says the following. Okay. Girsha Muteris. She can marry a second husband. So the Gemara is a diak. Sheni in, but Shlishi lo. If she can marry a second husband, because maybe the problem wasn't with the first husband, it wasn't with her, but it was with the first husband. So she can marry a second husband and try to have children with him for 10 years. Okay. But the Gemara is a dick, but Shlishi lo. A third time she can. Why? Says Rashi 36, Shlishi lo de huksika akara. We already have, now she's a chazaka that she can't have children. Already two husbands. She was there 10 years with two different husbands. Obviously, she's not able to conceive. She's an akara, so she can't marry a third husband. Okay. That's it. So ask the Gemara, Masnisin money. Who is the author of this Mishnah? Gemara says, Rebbe he. Okay, this is Rebbe. Why? Rebbe apparently holds that you can establish a chazaka after two times. Because what did he just say? She married husband number one, couldn't have children. Married husband number two, couldn't have children. And now she's already considered to be an akaris. So the Gemara says, Mr. Masis and money, Rebbe who? That there's a chazaka already after two times. And where do we see that Rebbe holds like this? The Sanya, because it's a brisa. Mola harishon remes. You have a situation of mesu echav machmas mila. Okay, let's say the family has a baby boy, so they perform the bris, and then Rachman al-Tzan, Chas Hashem, the baby dies as a result of the bris. Right, the baby, the hemophiliac, again, today this can be treated. We know what to do. But, you know, sometimes you hear heard cases, it's very, 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 very uncommon today. But one time was more common. I thought it was so common then either. It was more common that the baby died because of the bris. Okay, the blood didn't, not coagulate, what's the word? The blood didn't, something. Yeah. Tighter, I don't know. Huh? What's the word? I don't know. There's something.
Coagulate.
Huh? It is coagulate. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The blood didn't coagulate properly. So, you know, there was hemophiliac or whatever other medical condition. So, so if it happened with the first baby, okay. So they can, then later on, a year or two later, had another baby boy. So we assume that that first thing was an aberration, right? It was a freak thing. Rachman al-Tzan, the baby died. So Shani Umeis, but it happened already, the second child, then shlishi lo tamu. When they have the third boy, don't give him a bris. No mitzvah to give a bris. Because you see already, in this family, they have that kind of, whatever, genetic or medical issue. So two babies already died because of the bris. So don't give a bris to the third one. Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe said the chazok was established already after two times. Right, two babies, Rachman's son, died. Mesu Echo Bachman's father, twice. So this third brother, don't give him a bris. And that's Rebbe. Rebbe Shimon Gamliel Omer, Shlishi Tomo. Rebbe Shimon said, no. Even two times, we'll assume, was a freak thing. If there's three times, it happened three boys in a row, Rachman's son, it's a great tragedy either way. But then Revi Lo Tomo. And a fourth one not. Anyway, so we see it now. It's a Machokas, Rebbe, and Rebbe Shimon Gamliel. After how many times do you establish a Chazok? According to Rebbe, already two times enough to establish a chazaka, so therefore you won't give a bris to the third baby. And according to Meshulam Gamliel, no, you have to have three times. Again, it's a great tragedy, but you have to have three times to prove that it was, again, mitzvah, bris milah, mitzvah, chiyukaris, and so on and so forth. He can't play around. He says, until we have a pattern. A pattern means three times. Okay, so says Meshulam Gamliel, and Rebbe says, enough two times. So the Gemara says, that must be that this Mishnah, which says that the woman already had two husbands and couldn't conceive from either one of them, then we have to assume it's already a chazok, it's an akara. That's why we say the Mishnah Yevamos on Samach Tav and Aleph was authored by Rebbe. Okay? Everyone with me? That's this machlokas. So the Gemara says, on Samach Tav and Aleph, 37, Emar de pligi l'inyan mila. How do you know that it's the same machlokas? The machlokas, Rebbe and Meshulam Gamliel, is mefurish by Mila. It's a brisa, right? The Sanya that we saw in 35. The Sanya. Well, that was a mefurish of brisa machlokas, Rebbe and Meshulam Gamliel. Who says they hold the same thing by marriage? You know, by a woman not being able to marry a third husband? Who said it's the same rule? Maybe it's a different rule. I mean, notice it's not your question about, different realms of halacha, but you could say that they hit too in a way. But who said it's the same thing? Amar de pligi linyan mila binisur and mi pligi. So one says yes. We see by marriage also a different case. Vatanya here, Vatanya is benichusa. It's not a question. It's like the Tanya, the Brisa says, right? Nisei slavishon v'meis. A woman got married to somebody and her husband died. Okay. Then lasheni meis. She married a second husband. He died. Okay. So we call a woman a katlonis. Seems to be that she's bad luck, right? Every husband she marries dies. Black widow, I think, something like that. But the husband died. Okay. Now there are all kinds of rules, but it doesn't count if some strange thing happened. It was in a plane. It was a crash. That's not. Anyway, I don't go into all those details now. It's very rare to apply this. But the Gemara says, Nisus Rishon Vemes, Lesheni Vemes, Leshlishi Lo Tinos, Diver Rebbe. Rebbe says, okay, she shouldn't marry a third time. She shouldn't marry a third time because there's something with this woman. I don't know what it is, but something, her husbands die. So after two husbands die, she better not marry a third husband. Diver Rebbe. And I'm sure going to be, oh my no, Leshlishi Tinos, Lerilo Tinos. A third husband she can take, not a fourth. So it's the same machlokas. And this is a matter relating to marriage, not Mila. Okay, the Gemara asks, how do we know this is a machlokas outside of the realm of Mila? Maybe there's only special machlokas by Mila. No, we have the same machlokas by Nisuin, in this case of Katlanis, right? That she's a woman, her husband's died. So the Gemara says, well, Bishlam Gabi Mila, Ika Mishpacha de Rafi Dama, Ika Mishpacha de Kamit Dama. Rafi means they're soft blood and hard blood. It's a familial concern. There's some families that have blood disorders or whatever the medical term of hemophilia, whatever else it is. Okay, some families have that. So, most families don't have that. Most families have a bris, the baby bleeds and stops bleeding in 2 minutes. Everyone's fine and lives happily ever after. But sometimes, Rachman and Tanya families will have this issue. So there I understand. Bel Nisu in my timer. So only Mordechai Rashi, Achamar Avim, Agronim, Shnei Rav Huna, Mayan Goreim, Rabbi. Because I understand by the case of Mila, we say there's some familial issue. But by a woman who's married, well, what did she do? She married this husband, he died. She married that husband, he died. What did she do? She didn't kill them. Okay, I mean, she didn't marry them, right? And we call her a Katlanis, but she's not, obviously, she didn't kill them. So what caused it? By Mila, I understand. There's something genetic or biological, in this family. So we have a concern. But with her, her first husband died, her second husband died. What's it got to do with, it's not something genetic, is it? And she didn't murder anybody. So one has an expression, Mayan Gorim, Rav Ashi, Mazel Gorim. Okay, and I'm not nafkamina about whether it was only, what happened if the Mayan Garim, when he had relations with her, something about her that infected or did something. There's some concern somehow. Mayan, you know, where blood springs forth from, and so on and so forth, that part of the body. Something affects the men. There's something about her that affects the men when she has a relation with them. We don't know what it is. It's not her fault. It's a sad case, but there's something, right? And the other opinion is mazel gorim. You know, mazel here meaning something else, you know. I don't mean luck, but, you know, some other type of situation. And nafkamin would be, what if he died after the erusin where there was no bia? All right. Anyway, bottom line, what emerged from all this, okay, is that we have machlokas Rebbe and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, okay, Rebbe and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, regarding Nisuan, regarding Mila, whether a chazoka is established after two times or after three times. So, let's get back to the world of Nida. Okay, the Gemara asks on the bottom of the page, Samad Dalman Beis, 39. So, what's the din? Amar le Rav Yosef, Rei de Rava le Rava, boy, my name Rav Yosef, Alocha ke Rebbe. So, Rav Yosef, the son of Rava, said to his father, Rava, I asked Rav Yosef, that is, let's get to keep the players straight here. Okay, this Rav Yosef Barei de Rava said he asked Rav Yosef, the great Rav Yosef, the great Amora Rav Yosef was a contemporary of Rabba the Hay, right? Rabba and Rav Yosef were contemporaries, right? So Rosh Yeshiva and so on and so forth. So Rava was the next generation. Rava was the Talmud. Okay, Rava was the Talmud. Rava and Abaye, right? Abaye was actually the nephew of Rabba. You know that, right? Abaye was raised. Abaye didn't have parents. Gemara tells us Abaye's mother, his father died when his mother was pregnant with him, and then the mother died in childbirth. So Abaye never knew his parents. Abaye, you know, the pasuk says in the Navi, it says Asher Becha Yerucham Yosom. Abaye Rosh HaTevis. Asher Becha Yerucham Yosom. That's not what Abaye is, but the Rem is, you know. He was a Yosom. He was a Yosom from birth. So his uncle, Rabba, Abaye's real name, the Gemara was Nachmoni. That was his real name. Abaye was a nickname. His real name was Nachmoni. Rashi points it out in Gittin. Okay, now Rabba Bar Nachmoni was his uncle. So Rabbi was named after the father of Rabba in the Mishpacha. So Abaye was raised by Rabba, and they had a nursemaid that later took care of him. Remember those Gemaras? Sometimes Abaye will quote, I guess we'd call today folk wisdom, Omerli Aim. Anyone remember those Gemaras? Omerli Aim. Doesn't mean his mother. It means the lady, the nursemaid that took care of him. So a lot of the things that Rabbi quotes, Omerli Aim, are in the category we call, you know, street smarts, folk wisdom. She taught him a lot of things. But his Rebbe was his uncle, Rabba. So anyway, Rabba Bar Nachmoni, Rabbi's name was Nachmoni. So how do I get onto that? So Abaye and Rava were contemporaries. So Rava had a son of Yosef. So back now to 39. Amalei, Rav Yosef, Berei de Rava le Rava. Boi mi namer of Yosef. I asked Rav Yosef, the great Galador. I asked Rav Yosef, Halacha ki Rebbe? In this machlokis, whether you need two or three for chazoke, is the halacha like Rebbe? Amalei in. He said, yes, halacha like Rebbe. Two is enough. Okay, you can have a chazoke after two times. Then I asked him, Halacha of Shun Gamliel? Is halacha of Shun Gamliel? And he said, yes, halachas of Shmuel, and he three times. So Rav Yosef, Rei the Rava, came back to his father. I don't understand, you know. Achuchi achich be, was he making fun of me? I asked him, is halach like Rebbe? Yeah. Is halach of Shmuel? Yeah. Well, you know, that's the old joke. You're right. Oh, yeah, you're also right. How can they both be right? You're right too. Okay, shkoyach, what's going on here, right? I don't understand. So Rav Yosef asked his father. Rav Yosef, Rei the Rava, asked his father, Rava, I asked the Rosh Hashiva, I asked him, is the halach like Rebbe? He says, yes. Halach like Rebbe? He said, yes. Well, what kind of answer is that? I could be like both. Who are we passing like? Armalei, lo, stomach, he reported, look, here's what he meant. He said, he's right. Okay, I'll explain it to you. He was, in some areas we follow Rebbe, that two times enough, and in other areas we follow Shimon Gamliel. You need three times for chazaka. That's what Rav Yosef meant by giving you that answer. Yes, sometimes we follow him, and sometimes we follow him. That was the answer. So Nisuin Umalkio, I explained it. Nisuin Umalkio's Karebi. When it comes to matters relating to Nisuin, okay, then we follow Rebbe two times enough. So therefore, in the case of the woman who didn't have any, couldn't have children. So after two times already, we assume she's an akara, she's not going to be able to have children, so the third man shouldn't marry her. Or the other case of nisuin by the katlanis, you know, two husbands died, so she shouldn't marry a third. And by malchios, we'll see what that is in a second, then we follow Rebbe, two times and up. But by vestos, okay, and shor hamuad, kerub shim gamliel, by vestos and by shor hamuad, halachos like shim gamliel, three times is needed. To be kovas avesas, like we've learned. Now we know that's what we say in the halacha. You need three times to be kovas avesas, and also by shor hamuad, you need three times for that. Okay? What are those cases? Nisuan hadamaran, the nisuan is a case we're discussing here in Yavamas, about the woman who couldn't have any children, so she shouldn't marry a third husband. Okay? And malchus, what's malchus? That's a different thing. Ditran, mi shaloka vishina bezin konsons olakipa. Let's say you have a guy who did whatever aver is and he gets malchus. He beat him up and does the aver again. He gets malchus. The aver again. After a while, I mean, you know, apparently he doesn't care. He does the aver. So what do we do with him? So we throw him into a keeper. Keeper here doesn't mean a yarmulke. It means like a prison room, right? So we throw him into a place. We don't give him too much good food, and eventually he dies, right? Machil also. You give him a cheap barley as like animal type food, okay? And so, how many times does he have to violate this issue and get malchus? And so, after two times, so that's the case of that, all right? Look in Rashi, okay, in 40. He's messing with me. We would say it today, right? Rav Yosef said to his father, I asked the Rosh Hashiva this question, and each time he gave me a different answer, he's messing with me, right? So Hakasina, I want to with partial low sikhib. No, he's not messing with you. Like, he's not fooling around with you. These are all stumas from Mishnahain. They're all stam Mishnahs. Yesh Sasan Shem Galil, Yesh Sasan Rebbe. Sometimes we pass him like a Rebbe, and sometimes Shem Galil, as we explain. Nisun had amaran, like the case we had, and Konsul Kippa and Chazar Chata Beslishis, the Machzikin Leber Shibur Shia. Okay, it's already called the Russia. Okay, now, so that's by that, but that's by those two cases. But continues the Gemara, the end of 39. This is now going over to Samachem and Allah. Vestos, the Tanan, our Mishnah, Eino Ishi Isha Kovas Ovesa Tikvara Sholos Pamim. By Vestas, we pass him Shem Gamliel. Like we learned yesterday, she's not going to be Kovas Ovesas until she has this pattern, you know, with the intervals, whatever it is, three times. And Ein Mitaharis Min Avesa Tachir Mimena Sholos Pamim. And she can't remove that Vestas until there's three times that interval period goes by and she doesn't see Dom at that point. Okay, as we explained yesterday. So when it comes to the laws of Vestas, we pass him like Shem Gamliel. Now, what's the nafkamina? So Rashi on the top of Samachan Amad Allah 41 says, Kovas Loveses, Lismoch Ale Alios Dias Shaita. Again, that's that first mission, Gnida, right? That we don't have to be Mitame retroactively. What does that mean? She has a Veses, so she just got her period now. We don't have to assume, oh, we have to Mitame any Taurus that she was handling going back to the last time she did a Bedika. Remember, everyone remember that? We had that, right? Yeah, good. Okay, so right, we had that. That was the first mission, Daya Shaita. So there's no retroactive tumor. The Tanan, Koli Shisha Vesa, Daya Shaita, but only Tamil my frame A slate. So I don't have to go back even 24 hours. That was the other thing. You went back either 24 hours or to the last Bedika. We don't have to do any of that if she has a Vesa. So she with Vesa, she gets her period now. She got it now. And you only have to be Tamil from here forward. Okay, and more important for us is the Va'od, also the other Nafkamina that Rashi quotes. In our discussion, more important was the ode, Dim Kovas Loveses, the Higiyas Man Vesta Velo Bodka. If she has a fixed Vesta and that day arrived and she didn't do a Bedika, Timeo, we assume she's Taka has her period. She may not notice it, she may have dripped on the floor, in the toilet, or whatever else, but the Oreach or Orach Bismanoba, right? We said no, she anticipates her period at that point, so we have to assume that's correct, okay? And right with me, this is exactly our situation. Three times she the nafkamina will be if now it's the fourth month or the fifth month or whatever it is, and that day 22 or whatever that was the Gemara's example, day 22 arrives, and she didn't do any checking. We have to assume she became an Ida, And likewise, in the next page, Rashi, even if two times went by, she didn't see on day 22, you still can't uproot that verses, okay? Shabbatka beis vessels lo rasa, the shin so yos liom acher beis pamim, afilo hachi machzikin and vesta lechshagia, im lo bodka tmeh ad aruch v'manabah. Still, we have to assume on the third time that maybe those two just were an aberration, which is exactly what we said. That is the case of Shimon Gamliel. As a side point, Tosus points out on Samachem and Aleph 42, Tosus points out, says in Baba Kama also, Bishor Amud, you know, we just said when it comes to Nisuin, you know, by the Isha Katlonis or by the woman having a baby and by this Malkus case, then we pass like Rebbe, the Chazok is established after two times. But in Vestas and Shor Amud, the Chazok is established after three times. The Tosus simply points out that by Shor Amud, there was no Machlokas, that was a Pasuk. Right? Look in 42, Tosus Nivom Samachem and Aleph, Shor Amud, Rebbe Lo Poli Gakro. Rebbe doesn't argue there, even though the Gemara says, oh, here, we, by Shor Amud, we're passing up Shimon Gamliel. Tosin pointing out, there's no argument, because that's a Pasuk. Okay, however you dash in the Pasuk, a Abaye's way or Rava's way, but it's a Pasuk. So Rebbe doesn't argue and say, but it's after two times. No one says it's after two times. Okay? When you say Halach of Shimon Gamliel by Shor Amud, okay, you need three times, not because Rebbe argues. Rebbe doesn't argue. Same thing Tosfos says in Baba Kama Chov Gimel Beis 43, Ezel Mu'ud. Okay, Omari, the Had Amina Baboy of Into, Tosfos in Baba Kama refers to this command in Vamas. The Sosal Natana Shor Amud, Kavshim Nalil, Dharma Shor Zimna Havi Chazaka, Lomi Shum Tebe Plutai Bishor Amud, the Mikroi Darshina. Okay, so this is, that's the terms of that. Now, that was a side point. But now we come to return now to the world of Nida in 44. Okay, we now come back. So that, again, that's just a good machlokas to know, Rebbe Shimon Gamliel, and we pass him by Vestas three times, is Koveya the Vestas. Very good. Now, the Gemara asks on 44, and you should read through this Gemara with the Rashi. We'll go back and forth. We'll do it now, but be familiar with this, right? The Gemara, it's an important Gemara. Boy Menemer of Nachman, the answer of Nachman, Vestas Doraisa Odrabanon. More wants to know, are Vestas Doraisa or Drabanan? Okay, now what does this mean, Vestas Doraisa or Drabanan? So Rashi tells us in 45, we'll have to keep looking back and forth. Okay, Rashi tells us, Vestas Doraisa Drabanan, Ha de Kaimalon, de boy bedika b'shas Vesta. That which we learned, that if she, the day which she anticipates getting her period, she has to do with the bedika to see if she indeed got her period or not. Okay, that which we said, is that the Oraisa he? Is that a requirement to arise? And meaning, deem lo bodka. If she did not do a bedik for whatever reason, we have to assume temeahi, orach bismano ba. We have to assume that if she did a bedik and found she was not, and found nothing, okay. But let's say she didn't do a bedik. For whatever reason she did, this is the day 22 or whatever number you pick. Okay, this is the expected day of her period. So she's supposed to do a bedika to see. She didn't do it. So she didn't do it. Okay, do we say, okay, but she's going to be Tmeya because we assume that she must have gotten her period. And Rafilu Bodka Achaz Manu Mitzasa Tahora. Even if she checked later, the next day, 2 days later, and found nothing, still we're going to assume that, as Rashi says, the Orech Bismanu Ba. Okay, the Dam Chaz, even off of the Karka. She actually did have a discharge of Dam, but it fell onto the ground, it fell into the toilet, it fell on something else, and she didn't see it. That's if Vestas Doraisa. Vestas Doraisa means this idea is that we assume la halacha mi Doraisa, she's going to become a nida unless otherwise discovered, unless she did a bedika taka and didn't find anything. But if she didn't do a bedika, we're going to assume that she is a nida. Okay, that's if Vestas Doraisa. Oh, Drabanan who did tzrichua. Or no, the idea that she has to do a bedika, that's a din derabanan. The day she expects her period, she should do a bedika, but if she didn't do it, we don't have to assume she had her period. It's only derabanan. And if lo bod katora, that's the kasha. Everyone get it? That's the question of Vestas Doraisa derabanan. Okay? And it's on what level does she, the question really is, on what level does she need to do a bedika? Okay? And after meaning being, do we assume that she's a need if she didn't check? Or do we not assume? That's what boils down to. Right? So, answer the Gemara. Let's read again. 44. Bo min erev Nachum, Vestas Doraisa Drabanan, the way Rashi explains. Okay? So, Omar Lahu, so Nachum answered, Mida Omar Huna Chavrin. since Huna, we call him Rav Huna, but he was his friend, my colleague, my friend, my colleague Huna, he called him Huna, it's his friend, right? But he said, since Huna said the following, the name of Rav, okay? Rav Huna said the name of Rav. This is Rav Nachman's answer. My friend Huna, my colleague Huna, Rav Huna, said the name of Rav. Isha sheyesh lo veses, v'igia shas vesta v'lo bodka, ula besof rasa, chosheshes lo vesta, v'chosheshes lo yasa. Okay, a woman expected a period on a certain day and didn't do the bedika. Okay, and then later on, the next day, a few days later, she did a bedika. Vela sof rasa, and shitaka had dam. Look in Rashi, 45, the third line. Vela sof rasa, but bedika rishona shabodka atzmala achazman umtsasa umatsasa tmeya. Shitaka did a bedika and she saw shitaka she had dam. Okay, so chosheshes levesta vechosheshes liriosa, says Rashi. Next Rashi, 45. Chosheshes levesta vechosheshes liriosa. Im zman vesta kodem me'es le'es shel riosa. Okay. Im her vesta was more than 24 hours before doing this bedika and discovering that she had seen dam. Then we have to be chosesh that take the blood really came out at the time of the vestas as expected. And it, she didn't see it. It landed somewhere else, whatever. But mitam and tar is the vest of Eilech. Dilma bismano ba. We have to assume, lahalacha, that Shitaka had her period on the day that was expected. She didn't notice it. She didn't discover it now until doing Vedika 2 days later. But that's what Mar means. That's what Rav meant. Chosheshes levesta. Ve'im me'es le'esha riyasa kodu levesta. Deloshos me'vesta ad riyasa me'es le'es. Then as lina bos riyo mitam me'es le'es. Okay? If she did it within 24 hours, okay, the meis leis, so we also called them levesta, the low shos mishas vas vas meis leis, as lina and bosser re'ia, the tom meis leis, for kosal kadad, who are the nami, in bud komitsosa tahor, the choshesh levesta, the hodra kras rosh mishna boil a member, choshesh levesta. What comes out, according to Rav, is the choshesh levesta and choshesh levesta. Why are we choshesh levesta? So Alma versus Daraisa. We have to be Choshesh, even though she didn't do a Bedika, we have to be Choshesh Levesta. That's what we're most interested in right now. And as Rashi said, even if she did a Bedika later and found herself Tor, it doesn't matter. Choshesh Levesta because Vesta is Daraisa. However, the Gemara doesn't accept it. The Gemara says, 1 second, oh, Ikad Amri. Hocha Kamarle, Taima Derasa. Halorasa ain't choshishin. No, maybe we're only machmir, and we assume that she had her riyas dam at the time of the veses, because a couple of days later, when she did the bedika, she found that she was tamei. So then we can assume that yeah, okay. In that case, we can assume she must have already started a period on the day that she was supposed to, the day she was expected to. But if taka she did a bedika a couple of days later and everything was fine, then we don't have to assume alma veses darbanan. Okay, apparently Vesta Dorbanan. So that's the question, what the Rav Huna means. It's a little bit unclear of what the circumstances, Rav Huna again quoting Rav, what the circumstances are when Rav says Chosheshes Levesta, is that only because a subsequent Bedika revealed she had Dam, so now we have the right to say she must have come, Orech B'Zman Abba must have come when she was expecting it. She just didn't notice it then, but 2 days later she saw it, so she must have come then. What do we say? No. We say no. If she didn't do a bedika and she did a bedika now and found herself tar, then we can assume she was tar. We don't say Aruch Bizman Abba. So the evidence is inconclusive from Rav. So now the Gemara says, Itmar, third line of 44. Isha, this is an important Gemara, so I'm spending some time on it. Isha sheyesh lo veses, v'igiyah shas veses v'lo bodka. Okay, she has a vesis, and the day 22, whatever number it is, arrives. She didn't do bedika, but it was self bodka. At the end, she did do bedika. Omar Rav, bodka motzes tmeya tmeya, tahora tahora. Rav says, according to this presentation, well, if she did an examination, she found this, everything was, she was taka tame, then we assume tmeya from the time of the vesis too, but tahora tahora. And Shmuel Omar, feel bodka motzes nami tmeya, mnei sharach, bizon oba. Okay. So lema bevesis kemiflegi ma'aser v'daraisa ma'aser v'darbanan. So it could be a machokas Rav and Shmuel. That's all. That's simply application. Machokas Rav and Shmuel. All right. And then, so that's a possible. Amar b'zera. No, maybe not. Tchula alma v'vesis daraisa. Maybe everyone agrees versus the Raisa. Kan shabodka atzma kashir versus kan shalobodka atzma kashir versus. Maybe it's a question that everybody agrees versus the Raisa, but when did she do the bedika? Did she do it immediately near the time of the versus, or was it a subsequent time? Look in Rashi. The Chula Alma. Afilu Rav Modi the versus the Raisa. Behold the Kan of the Motzah Torah Torah, kishabodka bashir versus shalvester, the vade havidam havimishkacha. She did a bedika immediately, or close to the time, if Taka would have had her period, it would have been noticeable. It's a question of when did she do the bedika, but it may not be a machlokas of whether machlokas is whether the rice dove on, and that's one presentation. Amar Bzeira, okay? I'm sorry, Nachman Yitzchak Amar, Nachman Yitzchak Amar, no, but versus Gufar Kamifugi, the Marisol versus the rice, the Marisol versus the Rabbana. So it could be a machlokas, Rabban Shmuel, doesn't have to be. And I urge you to read this Gemara again, but let's go a little weiter. Omer of Sheshes, Ketanai, actually, this machokas you're saying might be a machokas, Rav and Shmuel, is taka machokas Tanai. Rabbi Leza Omer Tmeni, Rabbi Shumer Tivdo. Okay? Look in Rashi. Tmeyanida. All right? Imigia Vesel Ovodka Kosar, she's Tmeya, because he holds Vesel is Vesel Deraisa. And the other person says, Tibdok, and if she finds herself Tmeya, then fine, but if not, she's Tar, because Ves is only Drabbanim, right? So maybe Machokas to realize it and be sure. And then the Gemara says, Vahani Tanai Kahani Tanai. And maybe there's a further Machokas, earlier Tanoim, the Tanya, actually a later time, Rameir Omer Tmeya, neither Chom or Tibdok, okay? It could be a further Machokas. So, in any event, it's a machlokas, perhaps a machlokas Rav and Shmuel, machlokas Rav and Shmuel, machlokas Rameir and the Rabbanon. So in any event, it's a machlokas. Omar Abaye, 5 lines in the bottom and 44. Afanan Nantina Tatan Rameir Omar Mahaisa B'machve V'giyas Shas Festival Obodka Tahora. If she was in some kind of a hiding place, she was in hiding. He was in a hiding place. Rashi says, Machlas, Pachad, listing with both of Elisha's soldiers, afraid of the marauding soldiers who come to town. So everyone went to hiding. In the olden days, so armies used to traipse through towns and they would loot things along the way, you know. So when the soldiers came to town, people were scared, they went into hiding. So she went into hiding, okay, while the thieves or the bandits were roaming around the town. So she went to hiding. That's what Machlas means. Machlas, Pachad, listing with both of okay. So what happened? Rameir Omer Hasmapa Bechir Shas Vesel Obodka Tahora. Okay, there Rameir will agree if she did the examination, says she taka Tahora. Shecherda Misalekes Es Adamim. Fear or anxiety can sometimes cause the woman not to have a normal period. Okay, there are a lot of things that affect the woman's bleeding. And a woman can get her period because she's irritable or excited about something. And you cannot get your period. You know, the studies and the Holocaust and the concentration camps, most women did not get their period. That had to do with nutrition also. Okay, they were barely fed, but also just the living in fear and so on. So, you know, it's psychosomatic. It impacts it. Anyway, that's the concern over here. And the Gemara says a time of dika cherda, but that's because there was taka anxiety or fear. Holeka cherda me'alma versus the raisa. And then the Gemara says lema hani tanai b'hanami pligi. The tanya roa dam machmas maka. Afilu b'zochem minerasa tahor d'vushim liru. Rabbi Omi Yishon versus choshes v'vesta. And again, maybe to all these attempts to show these different disputes revolve around the question of versus the raisa or the rabbanan. Okay. In any event, after all, it said in dana acharei kichlos hakol. The Gemara is inconclusive. It's maybe a machlokas Rav and Shmuel, maybe a machlokas these Tanaim, maybe a machlokas this case, that case. It's really unclear whether Vestas are Deraisa or Derabanan. So we go to 46. Tosa says, Diva Masra of Nachman Yitzchak, Nira the Halacha, the Vestas Derabanan. The Gemara is inconclusive, but Tosa points out, and again, this is a Tesan of Aleph, Diva Masra of Nachman, 46. Nira the Halacha, the Vestas Derabanan. Tosis concludes that Vesas Darbanan, okay, and he brings a raya because Rav Nachum Reitzchak was one of the later Amoraim, okay, and also Rav seemed to hold Vesas Darbanan, and we pass like Rav. Remember Hilchos of Kerav v'Yisurin u'Shmul b'Dinah. So this is a matter Isra Hetas. We pass like Rav. Rav seems to hold the rest of the Rabbanon. Okay, not like Shmuel. And you also have we pass like Rabbi Yeshua against the Elazar. Different ways to figure it out. Third line of Tosus is printed here on page 46. Mikol Mokam Nir Dalocha Avivestas Rabbanon Kedepriches. All right, and Bichain Pasuk B'Shiltas Darvachai Rabbi Chanano. He quotes early authorities of the Shiltas and Rabbi Chanano. They say Vestas Rabbanon Hilcha. Isha Sheisha Vezel Oborka B'Shas Vestas Rachakach Bodko Motzas Tahora Tahora Labayla. A woman who forgot to do a bedika on the day of the Vestas like she's supposed to, a couple days later did a bedika and found herself to be clean. We don't have to assume that she got her period, and therefore she's Muteris Labayla. But Tos says at the end, Umiya Nir Chatchila Tzvich Livdok B'Shas Vestas. No question, the Chatchila is supposed to do a bedika on the day of the Vestas, but whole thing on the level of Drabanan. Okay? Now, it's interesting to return to that riff, I'm sorry, to that Sugin Yavamas, the riff over there in Yavamas, look at 47. The riff on that Sugin Yavamas, right? Remember, the Gemara concluded that Rav Yosef, Rava explained Rav Yosef wasn't just messing with, you know, with Rav Yosef Breda Rava when he asked who's Halacha like, he agreed that Halacha is like Rabbi Shmuel Nalil, and he also agreed that Halacha is like Rebbe. He wasn't messing with him. He said in some cases it's like him, some cases like him. And the cases where it's like Rabbi Shmuel Nalil, in these three, one of the cases was Vestas. Okay, it's Vestas and Shor HaMu'ud. So, and that's how the Rif paskins. If you take a look in 47, the Rif is there in Yavamas, Tav Chof Amud Aleph from the page of the Rif going over to Chof Amud Beis. Umistabra, the Mila Kinisulin, that betrays him, Nebuchadnezzar. Why? The Gemara never mentioned why. In other words, the Gemara in Yavamas and Samad Aleph, Samachay, never said why would we paskin like Rebbe in some cases, like I'm showing only in other cases. The Gemara never gave you a reason why. It just says we paskin like him in these cases, we paskin him in those other cases, but never said why. So the Rif gives a little bit of a reason. He says, the Mistabra, the Mila Kinsulin, that betrays him, Nebuchadnezzar. The Suffolk Nefashas who? The Suffolk Nefashas Lahakel. Oh, the Rif is telling us that when we're concerned, like in the case of Mesu Echov Machmas Mila, we're dealing with a life and death matter, right? So a life and death matter will say, you know what, two times already Chazoket. Right? That's what the Rif is explaining. You hear? There we'll paskin like Rebbe, that two times already is out. Or, for example, a woman is a Katlanis, two of her husbands died. So I don't know what it is about her, but something about her. We're dealing with the Nefashas here. When it comes to the Nefashas, we'll deal with, we'll say the halacha is like Rebbe, two times suffices. We're dealing with other matters, the realm of Mamonas, Shor HaMu'ud, where they have to pay Chatzi Nezek or Nezek Sholem, or by Nida, so there, it's not a life and death matter. There, we'll say a Chazok is not established until after three times. That's what the Rif presents as the reason. The Gemara never gave a reason. All the Gemara says is in these cases we pass like Rishon Galil, that you need three times for Chazaka. In those cases you pass like Rebbe, you need two times for Chazaka. It doesn't say why. So if gives a reason why. Then the Muke Yosef. Okay. And then the Muke Yosef on that riff. Okay. And Chofman Aleph says, Ezeo Shor, Shem Shalom Nezek Shalom, the time of the Milsa, the Paskinim and Yitzurim Alkas Krebi, Uvesa Sharmur, Kishon Leo, Mishum Daha Milsa, the Sveki, Yavi Chazoka betrays him, no. Bottom line, and then Mikiosa explains that we're not sure. We have a machokas between two prominent Tanoim, Rebbe and Shum Leo, so we're not sure. It's a suffix, right? Is it a Chazoka after two times or not? Hilchach, Gabe Nisun, the Sakanta, Azlina Chumra, right? The suffix Nefashis. Okay, so when it comes to allowing her to marry another man, I don't know. We better not. Okay, what din lamila mehai tama umalkus afagav the suffolk nefashas halkam achwin hacha. I say, how come by the case of the where's the nefashas by the case of the rosh? So he says it's also we're machmir because we want to keep Rishayim off the bad path. But anyway, avovestas drabonan. No, azlin nakula. So first of all, look in the Mukosef says vestas drabonan. Yeah.
According to the Nemuki Yosef, there are still chumras when it comes to three. There are still kulas, if you would say, if you say that 3 days for a survahet there, wouldn't there be for tumantara?
What do you mean 3 days for survahet?
Meaning the Rif said that for safik nefashos, because it's a safik, for safik nefashos we go to chumra and less for safik.
Yeah, I'm not sure what Mukiosif is saying, nefashas. I'm not sure he's saying that. He's commenting. He just said it's a suffix. I don't know if he's. I'm not sure. I was thinking about that with him because he's actually agreeing with the riff and just modifying it. I'm not sure. Okay. You could be right. But one thing we do see clear from that Amukhe Yosef, look at the 48, the last words on Chof Mod Aleph and then the Amukhe Yosef on the page of the Rib. Aval Vestas Drabanan, okay, Azlin Lekula, and V'chein Gabi Shormuch, Ein Motzin Momen Cheskoso, right? Remember, by Momen is Doiz HaMotzin Chavel Mariah, right? Otherwise you have a Cheskos Momen, so you need something more Baruficha. So he's not really depending on the Foshas. But the Rif is. Okay, but I'm not sure that the Amukhe Yosef is agreeing with that. But one thing is clear. The Amukhe Yosef agrees with that. The Amukhe Yosef, there in Yevamos, on Chof Amun Aleph, very bottom of the page, in 48, agrees with the Tosin Nida, Tezai Amun Aleph, Dimas of Nachman, that Vestas Drabonon. He says it before, both, look in 46, right? Menir the Halacha the Vestas Drabonon, Tosin says. And the same thing Amukhe Yosef here also says. Amukhe Yosef here says, Avo Vestas Drabonon, Neil, as therefore as in the Kula. So both the Tosis and the Amukhe Yosef, say that Vestas are a Drabonon. Okay? Yeah. So, is that the case? Right. Okay, now, good. So both Tosin and Amukhe Yosef hold that it's a Drabonon. Reb Chaim, an important Reb Chaim, in the Chiddush of Chaim Alevi in Hilchos, on the Rambam of Hilchos Yisur Bia, Paragalei Chedbeis, he qualifies what this means. What does it mean, Vestas Drabonon? Okay, what does it mean, Vestas Drabonon, even the term? Rashi, back in, where was it again? Rashi in the Tesan Rav in 45 said that the Nafkamina about doing the Bedika. So look, and what if you didn't do the Bedika, do we have to assume? So Chaim says as follows. Look in the 49, the part I printed for this from Chaim. The Hadar Mirin the Vestas Rabbanan who Raklin Yinatuma. The Zed, the Chashin, and the Rosh of Isaiah's Vestas, Zed, lo Abi Rakmid Rabbanan. What he says is as follows. That which we have to be choshesh, that maybe she saw dam on the day that she expected her period. She didn't do the bedika. Okay? So that's only drabonon. Okay? Umidaraisa lo talina lamemar sharasa. When these were shown him, he's qualifying. When these were shown him, Tosis in Ida, the Amukhe Yosef in Yevamos, and others who say that Vestas, we assume, again, we saw in the Gemara in Ida, big machlokes, maybe machlokes Rabban Shmuel, machlokes these tanaim, those tanaim, but halacha lemaisa, Tosis and the Amukhe Yosef both say Vestas Rabbanon. So Chaim explains what that means is that, we don't have to assume that if she didn't do a bedika on the day of her expected Vestas and that it happened. Okay. Aval einach hanami deem rosa. But if she did, mikri zeh sherosa b'shas vesta gam midin Torah. The etzem achalos shal kviyas vestas hu midin Torah. If she did see that day, so Chaim is going. If she did see dam that day, so then for sure, she's koveya a vestas by seeing dam x number of times at x number of intervals. That's the oraisa. Hear what Chaim is saying? He's saying, let's not be mixed up, let's not be confused by what we mean when we talk about Vestas Drabonon. Okay? Vestas Drabonon means that if she didn't see anything on the day of the Vestas, so we don't have to assume that Shitaka had done. But the idea of being Koveya a Vestas for the purpose of, now being careful on this day moving forward, because she was Koveya three times, that the Chaim said, that's the Raisa. You hear the point? I mean, it's fairly obvious, but it's important. Right, he says, "Aval ena chanami diim rosa mikri zeh shoras b'shas zeh gam b'din Torah." The etzem achalos shel kviyas vesa b'din Torah. As we saw in the Gemara in Yevamos. Now you know why I didn't spend time in that Gemara. Vari din vesa shoramur medamin alei. Shoramur leka shum din shenocho shunagicha bisman ha'adoso. You know, when we say that a shore becomes a shore mood, it doesn't mean that now we have to be choshesh that at any time he's going to gore. Right? That's not what it means. Ela ikar adinu de'im nogach mikri negichis shel ha'ado. See that expression? It's a negicha which has on it a chalos shame mood. I mean, it's a brisker point, but what he's saying? In other words, the fourth negicha, if and when it comes, is called the negicha shel ha'ado. It's a negicha for which this animal is moored. It's not that we necessarily expect, that's whether we expect that it's now going, just because it did it three times doesn't mean that from now on I have to expect that at any time my shore is going to do it. If the shore was the shore gourd, Monday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, doesn't mean that now on Wednesday I have to expect it's also going to shoot the gore. No, I don't have to expect that. But if it does, it's an agicha shel ha'adah. Okay? So that's what Rav Chaim is saying. All right? Now, yeah.
What's the nafkamina for Rav Chaim, if you parallel to Nida of, a woman who has a period that's expected versus unexpected, as it were?
No, certainly what we saw at the very end of Tosas, that l'chatchila tzricha livdok b'shas ves, that she requires a bedika, okay? And as we will see, there's a din of prisha samuch levesta. So we'll see what there is a status. There are halacha l'maisa requirements.
And love of deraisa.
Conceal, yes. We'll have to talk about that too. We'll talk about that. We'll get to that. Okay, this is still the instruction. Yes.
Probably so. Okay. I'm just wondering, there should be some nafkmin on love of deraisa for...
Yeah, there will be. We'll see. Okay, now. So Reb Chaim says, Ela the ikra adina, notice that expression, the gicha shal adah, v'im kain, three lines on the bottom of 40, that says Reb Chaim, hochi nami bevestas te kavose ikra adin midin Torah, hu rak din kriyas vestas, shizu hi shas vesta, establishing that this is her vestas, and you're right, Nate, we'll see. Okay, that this is Shas Veses, then that's Zekul Amo Daraisa. Ba'plukta I Veses Daraisa, but Hurak I Chayshina Luria B'Shas Veses Midaraisa Lo. Avaina Chanami, the Ikra Chalos Din Shal Veses, U Daraisa. Okay? So establishing a Veses and so on and so forth, that's Daraisa. Being Choshesh, that maybe she saw Dam because she didn't do it in B'dik like she was supposed to, that's the Rabbanim. You follow that, Reb Chaim. On this basis, I'll finish with this today, the Rav of Soloveitchik took it like a step further. And he said, it's printed a few places. It's in Source 50, I printed from the Rishimos in Bava Kama on that daf, Chav Gimel Beis, we're looking at that daf. He has it elsewhere in Bava Kama. Okay, if you want to look it up, you have the Rishimus. It's page Kuf Ayin Aleph in the Rishimus, Rachman's Rishimus notes from Rosalvich, Shurim of Bavakama, page Kuf Ayin Aleph. Okay, but he says this a couple of times in Bavakama. So he says as follows. I'm printed here because I think it's actually the clearest presentation, and it's also on the daf that we were looking at, Chav Gimel Beis. Okay. So let's see what he says. We'll go through this and then we'll see some rise tomorrow to wrap this up. So 50. Mishnah Vezel Mut Kosva Tosus Khan Omer read the Hod Amina Babovi Imto the Sasam on Tana the Shwar Mud Kushwing Omil the Omar Bisholosh Zim Havi Khazaka. Lo Mishum Devi Putai Bishwar Mud Mikwari Darshinan, right? That was a Tosus we saw. It was 43, and Tos said there in Bava Kama, Chav Gimel Beis, he said in Yevamos also, that which we say that the halacha is like, Rav Shimon Gamliel, when it comes to Shor Amud, not because Rebbe argues, because that's a psukim, right? We saw that before, right? And everybody agrees, there was no argument there. Just saying that happens to be in accordance with the sheet of Rav Shimon Gamliel elsewhere, but here there's no argument. Good. So Ad Kama Shalom. B'chein Kotzos Yevamos, we saw it. Okay, Bizalshon Rebbe Lopolag Akrayal Koma Hashem is coming to Rishul and Dolam Askin of Tosus Hagan. So we saw both Tosus. Hatosus Omrim. Look what the Rav said now in the presentation. Shagam Rebbe on the fourth line of 50. Shagam Rebbe Hasover Baalma Shemistei Pamim Havi Chazaka Yaskim Shein Shor Naasemur Adshigach Sholos Pamim. Right, that's basically what Tosus is saying. That even Rebbe, who ordinarily holds that a Chazaka is established after two times, will agree that by Shor Amud you need three times. Kavonas Hatosis Musberis Laor Masha Elino, he says it back on Bezim and Bezim. Again, I printed it here. Shebe Ha'adah, it means labeling a Shor as a Shor Amud, Yeshnan Shte Halachas, Tzvei Dinim. Okay, surprise. Two Dinim in establish a Shor Shor Amud. Aleph is a Birur, and B is a Chalos Shem. Birur and Chalos Shem. Okay? What does birur mean? We are clarifying the tendency, if you will, of this animal. Is this animal a docile animal or is it a wild animal? Right? So X number of goring acts by this animal will remove it from the status of being a calm, docile animal into a wild animal, right? So that's birur, right? A pattern has been established. This animal has a tendency on the part of this animal. Is a pattern, okay? That's what a birur means. But chalos shem means something else. Chalos shem means a halachic status has been assigned to it. So he says, Aliba de Rebbe, Bebeis pomem yesh birur shahashor nagchan. According to Rebbe, l'shitaso, he doesn't change his mind about Shor HaMu'ud. See, we read the Tosas, we said, oh no, Rebbe agrees by Shor HaMu'ud. The Rav is clarifying, no, Rebbe doesn't agree by Shor HaMu'ud in terms of changing his mind regarding what a chazaka tells us. Well, chazaka, in the sense that it's a birur, he says, already two times has already indicated to me, la halacha, that this animal is now a wild animal. He gored twice, he gored on Sunday and Monday, so now I can't claim that it's a docile, calm animal anymore, right? Right, birur shishor nag lerebi again. Aliba the Rebbe. Look at the end of the fifth line, printed in 50. Aliba the Rebbe bebeis pumim yesh birur shishor nagam ulam ein zem maspik lachil al shor shem muad. But that's not enough halachically to label a chalos shem, to label this animal the shor muad. Why? Ki gzeres hakosavi shem muad chal dafkim shalos negichos. What kind of gzeres hakosav? That the chalos shem muad is only applied to an animal. So even though it may already have established a certain tendency, but the chalos shem muad, b'gzeres hakosav, doesn't apply. Yeah?
If it's already sort of mevor as a nag chon, shouldn't there be a chi of shmira?
Enochanami. Okay, enochanami. And maybe, and that's a further question. Maybe there is a chi of shmira, but it won't be enough to mechaim to pay nezek shalom if he doesn't do it. You can split that. Okay, maybe there is a chi of shmira. A higher level.
Or sort of connects them. Maybe.
Yes, right, exactly. And then they look above a comma. That's a question, whether, you know, whether is there involved and so on. But yes, okay? So yeah, you could say that. Now, I am the Gemara. Sure, now the Rav used this to explain it further. Okay? In other words, an animal, according to Rebbe, if goring after two times is already enough to say that it has a tendency to gore, it's a beer, but it's not enough to label it a muad, because that requires three negichos. And he says, regarding the machlokas of Meir and Yehuda, when it's 3 days, three times, look what he says. Ayin begamar, shor Meir dan kavachomer, imrichek negichos of chayev, kiv negichos of kosrakein, barmelo zova tochiyach, shor richa rios of tmea, kiv rios of tahora. Bepashtos nitan amer shor chalukum bezeh. Watch. Aliba der Meir ha-hada taluya bebir bilvad. He said, what's the machlokas of Meir and Yehuda? According to Meir, the two things are intertwined. Okay, the chalos shem muad is a function of the pattern, right? Is a function of the pattern. The chalos shem muad is a result or function of the pattern. Hado tuya bebiru vad. Uvechein nuchal lasik al pi kabachomer shetochol hado biyom echad biyom aleph. That's why, listen, if this animal gored three times in one day, Ribbono Shalom, it's already demonstrated that it's not a docile animal. So according to me, that's enough for me to say, no, I'm going to call this now a shor muad. Okay, because it goes together. Shemiga Hashor Gimel Yom Yomach Mizbar Yosef Hashor Nakan Hashor Nagal Gimel Bemis Gimel Yomim. It's more of it. If the animal, that's what Meir's whole kavachomer. If the animal gored three times in one day, it's demonstrated that it's more of a wild animal than an animal gored three times in the span of 72 hours, right? And according to Meir, that's all I care about. Okay, once I've labeled the animal with a tendency to be a wild animal, so now it has a chalos shem of a muad. Okay, ach rabbanu amrulo the beauty the other position no shebahadah benosaf lebir yesh din chalos shem. That no, the two things are not intertwined. One thing is establishing a tendency, but that's not automatically the chalos shem. Ba'atorik bidah shashem muad yachol kashikach dachle b'shoshu yomim velo kashenogach biyom echad smuchim. Okay, they need 3 days. Tall shulchan, how we darshan the psukim. Okay, that it means they need 3 days have to go by. All right. Now, look, and then look what he says. Lechach heviyah medin shel zova shedafka kesherasa shel shom ritzufim nikba kesav gedola. The ain't zem medin birur. Okay, I mean, in terms of a discharge of blood, she bleeds three times in one day. Well, it sounds like she's something's going on, right? But that doesn't matter. Okay, it doesn't matter. The Torah requires three consecutive days in order to label her Zova Gdola. If she bled three times in one day, she's still a Shomer Yom Keneged Yom. Okay? Because the Ein Zemidim Bir Elop Yigzer Sakosav, Da Kovas, Shachalos Shem Shel Zova Gdola, Zekukla, Shosham Shul Yaziva, Zehuadim, Shor HaMu'ud. Okay, Atar the Rashi, you got Shoshel Mitzuv Rak Becha Chal Hashem Mu'ud. Okay, now and you understand the idea here. Okay, so it's not a matter of a tendency; it's a matter of a Chalos Shem. And just to finish this up, we'll go weiter next time. Umistaber Rabbi Yehuda Shemitzias Shtei Alachas Elo Shel Bir Bchalos Hashem. According to, you need two different dinim. The two steps. So there are also two steps in undoing it. What did Rabbi Huda say? Remember the other half of the Mishnah? How does the animal go back to being a tam again? 3 days have to go by without any goring, right? Like we said, we did tshuva. Had an opportunity to gore three times. Didn't, 3 days, didn't do it, right? Kishem shebehaado nikboim habir of Hashem mu'ud aydei gimel negichos begimel yamim came bechazor chayv lakor gamas habir regamas Hashem mu'ud. I've got to remove the Hashem mu'ud. I've got to remove the chalos shem. So I can only remove the chalos shem the same way the chalos shem came on, namely 3 days. So now 3 days with no negicha, remove the chalos shem. But lachain hashor chayv lachzor bo shloshe yamim and lofia not efshalom shor meir l'shita so behaado. According to a mayor, Lashitaso, or it's just a din and birur, it's a din and establishing a tendency. And therefore, what did Rav Meir say? How do you go out of being a mu'ud and back to being a tam? Know what Rav Meir said? You don't have to have 3 days. Just what? Kids can play with it. Because all you're trying to do is to determine its tendency. So if this animal is so calm and so docile that even little kids can play and it won't react, so now that's good enough. It doesn't matter if 3 days have gone by. Right? Right? Because all you're doing is there's no chalos shame separate thing. It's just a matter of tendency. Rameir doches hashoram yvesus hashoram mu'ud. To finish up, Rameir rejects any connection between vesus and shoram mu'ud. Okay. Because by Zava, there's a din of Chalos Shem Shel Zava, and that's why she needs three. But according to her mayor, not Shor is different. We don't accept that that pattern. Anyway, that's how the Rav learned it up. We're going to see certain nafkaminas, but it's an important yisod, I think, just in terms of Chazaka. All right, I'll just mention as a total side point. Maybe I'll go over a little more tomorrow if we have the time. But you know, there's a famous Maram Rutenberg. We just had it, right? There was just no gear, right? Regarding Mashi Ruchani Geshem. I don't know what I'm talking about. You say it 90 times. Remember that, right? The din is by Mashi Ruchani Geshem. If you said 90 times, V'chaim Eitzanatar Roshi Mashi Ruchani Geshem, over the span of 30 days, at what point do we say you got used to saying Mashi Ruchani Geshem? So the halacha is that if today I daven mincha, I'm not sure I said mashmor geshem, I have to repeat the shema. If I said maratal, it's a different story. But let's say I didn't. Okay, let's say those Ashkenazim don't say maratal. So if you forgot mashmor geshem, you have to repeat the shema this way. So what happens if I realize I think I forgot mashmor geshem? I don't remember. Maybe I did say it. Maybe I didn't say it. I'm a supik. Remember the din? All right. So the din is within the first 30 days, you have to assume that you didn't say it. But after 30 days, you can assume that you did say it. I remember for a month already, I've been saying Mashmor Geshem. Now I'm not sure. Mistami, you did say it. Up until the 30 days, you have to assume you didn't say it after Peter Shmanesvi. So Maram Lundberg had a chap, which they brought down the tour. Okay, that you, I can. Let me go ahead. 30 days is three tefillas a day. Okay, leave out Shabbos. 30 days is three tefillas a day. Okay, so let me say it 90 times in one day. In my shul, we have a minhag. Some yeshivas have a minhag. No, one of our kofis, you sing Mechayim Eishan Atal Hashem Mashmor Geshem 90 times. You ever see that? No. Some of the yeshivas do like that. In my shul, you have to keep the people interested in something. So the fifth, I think the fifth hakofa on the Shemitah Torah morning, we have to a niggin. We sing. Everybody sings 90 times. Mechayim Eishan. All right, it's a question whether it works or not because the Ben Peretz are against it. The Torah quotes this in I think it's in some Kufi Dalad or Chaim. The Torah quotes it. That's where it is. I forgot what simon it is. Maybe I'll look something. I'll say it tomorrow. So that's a question. You know, and the raya that he wants to bring that this works if you do it 90 times in one day. He brings a raya from this Reb Meir. He says kirev negichos. If richik negichos works to establish a pattern, certainly kirev negichos. If saying it 30 times over a span of a month. 90 times over a span of a month works. If I say it all in one day, it works, right? So it may touch on this question. Is it establishing a pattern or not? So anyway, just throw that in because it's no good this time of year. Maybe another time we'll talk about that. But in any event, that's what I wanted to mention today in terms of Soloveitchik's point. And Blina tomorrow will finish this up. And again, we'll get it into the realm of Nida. And that's it. Okay, so we'll stop over here. Tomorrow also regular time, 10:45. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you very much.